We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Red Wings, of course, the draft took place over the weekend, but earlier in the week they made a trade where they picked up a, surprisingly for the Red Wings, this guy was even available in a trade. You know, he's just 25 years old, had a really good playoff with the Carolina Hurricanes. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you Alex Nedeljkovic. How you doing, Alex?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going good. Did I pronounce it correctly? Because I've been butchering this for the last week.
Yeah, and Nedeljkovic is good, or if you want to just say Ned. Is fine, too.
All right, we'll
appreciate that. Thank you.
That's easy. Ned with the save. So were you surprised when you ended up in Detroit?
Yeah. We were all kind of very surprised. There wasn't any sort of indication or, like, any rumor or anything going around that they were possibly looking to make a trade, and so, you know, we were just kind of focused on trying to get a contract done in Carolina. This is a business, is just as much as it is a game nowadays. And, things like this are going
to
happen.
Well, not to put the blame on men, but it's amazing to me that a team wouldn't want to re-sign a guy who had a goals against average of under 2, 25 years old. You had a great playoff as well. It just makes no sense to us, probably not to you either, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I was drafted by them and was, played the last 5 years in the organization in the minors, and obviously getting an opportunity now this year. I thought I was doing the right things. Everybody was kind of saying good things about me, and, it is what it is. My family and I were really excited to get a fresh start in Detroit now and play with the Wings. Grew up watching the team a lot, so it's very exciting. So we're very happy to be part of the team.
Alex, walk us through some of the emotional roller coaster. Where were you when we got the phone call that, hey, your agent called and said, hey, we're working on a trade, and he tells you it could be Detroit because it's got to be a great fit for you and your family?
Yeah, well, when I got the news that the trade had gone down, I was out on the golf course finishing up a golf outing. So it was really exciting, and I think we had like three holes. I don't even think I finished the last three holes. I think I kind of just rode in the cart, walked the rest of the way, was on my phone the rest of the time answering phone calls. Steve actually reached out right after my agent got off the phone, and it was just very exciting. I was super happy, like I said. Told my wife the good news, and made some phone calls home. Everybody back home was very excited. They're only 2.5 hours away, being in Cleveland. So, and then my wife's mom will be, she's from Hamilton, so it's, you know, a few hours over the border. It's going to be really nice having everybody so much closer.
And how cool is it for you? I mean, you played for the Whalers for a few years. You also played for Flint for a few games. So, like you said, you know, you are familiar with the area. You played some youth hockey here, obviously, as well. It's kind of cool being in Hockey Town, so to speak, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, I know the area pretty well. Was here, you know, my junior hockey, played junior hockey here, and just been living. I've been living in the Metro Detroit area for the past like 10 years during the off season. So it's really become home, and like you said, we're just super excited, super happy to be able to just kind of not have to worry about packing up and getting ready for the year to start. You know, it's just like September rolls around, training camp rolls around, and instead of going to the gym, I'll just be driving to the rink. So I'm excited.
So I have a very important question for you. You mentioned family in Ohio. I know your younger years were spent in that state down south, but you just mentioned that this has become home. Buckeye, Wolverine, or Spartan?
You know, even though this is home, it's like I haven't really lost any of my Buckeye roots or my Cleveland Brown roots. You know, I'm a Cleveland guy through and through, and you know, it's a Buckeye state, and I think it's going to be, guys are going to have a hard time convincing me to wear maize and blue or to wear green and white, that's for sure.
Well, you know, John here played for the University of Michigan football for, yeah, you know, for their last
time ago, yeah, before
when
you
were
born.
The last time they were good, no, when they won the national championship, played in the NFL. And I heard you on, I watched your press conference, you talked about you're not going to take off your Browns jersey. How are they going to do this year? Is this finally the year where the Browns get to the Super Bowl?
I hope so. You know, we're trending in the right direction. You know, the guys look great. I don't want to claim to be a big, you know, football insider and whatnot, but I'm just a huge fan of sports, and obviously being from Cleveland, you know, you're always a big Browns fan. So I'm excited. You know, they were good last year, and you're always hopeful that the team can take the next step, especially when they get healthy.
Are you bummed about the Indians changing the name to Guardians? What do you think of that?
No, you know, I think that's the direction that everybody's moving in. That's the direction that the world's moving in. It's been a thing now for a few years, for a while, with the name. So it's good to see that the team kind of, you know, take that step in the direction in which everything's going and being more inclusive.
What's the rest of the offseason look for you? What type of training will you have? And obviously, you're not, you know, you mentioned that you've been living here in the offseason for about 10 years. So you're not going to have to move. But what's the remainder of the offseason look like for you?
It's pretty simple. You know, I've just been in the gym the last few weeks. I haven't been on the ice since the season ended. And you know, actually, today is going to be my first day back on the ice. So it'll be interesting to see how well I do, if I remember how to play or even know how to tie my skates. But you know, that's about it. We'll start ramping up the skating here, just kind of slowly get back into it this week and next week, and then come, you know, sometime in August, really start to ramp up, go 4 or 5 days a week, and just that's about it. Enjoy the summer while it's still here.
Now, you played against the Wings. Obviously, this team historically has been so great, but had a bit of a downturn, as you know. What do you think of your new team?
I'm excited. Like I said before, we're very excited to come back and to be here. The team itself, you know, they're trending in the right direction, and that's, I think, all you can really ask for in a team in this position is you're just kind of competitive every night, and you're consistent with that. And, you know, I think Steve's done a great job these last few years in bringing in guys that kind of can set an example and can work and that want to win, and just kind of bring the right mindset and right attitude towards it. And, you know, we'll see. The free agency is obviously coming up here, I think, tomorrow. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, who's going to be on that roster this year. And, you know, everybody has expectations of winning a Stanley Cup, and obviously some teams it's more realistic than others. But, you know, I think as a group, we have to have the expectation that we're going to go out there, we're going to be competitive, and we're going to be the better team every night. So I'm very excited to get into the room and meet the guys and to get on the ice and try to, you know, get this team back in on the winning track.
How long does it take for you or for a goalie to get comfortable with the team that is operating in front of you? Anticipation is such a big part of especially professional sports, but you've got to be able to anticipate what your guys are doing, what the team is doing. How long do you feel it'll take you to get comfortable and understand what's going on in front of you with your new team?
I don't know. You know, it's definitely going to be a transition for sure, but, you know, like fortunately for me, I'm already, you know, I'm already around the area, so I'll be able to start skating with a handful of the guys probably sooner than, you know, if I had to go somewhere else. But, you know, same thing, training camp's going to be huge. You know, it's looking like we're going to have a pretty significant roster change from last year, or at least a good amount of roster change. So, you know, I think all across the board, it's going to be that training camp and preseason games are going to be really important for us to kind of dial it in. And that way, come game one of the season, you know, we're just ready to go and we hit the ground running.
What was your reaction when they traded up to get a goalie in the first round? It's not like, you know, football where I'm sure you weren't like Aaron Rodgers pissed off about like Jordan Love. Because even we had Stevie on yesterday. He said they don't expect Kosa to even be on the team till like maybe 4 years.
Yeah, you know, that's something that the team's got to do and, you know, Steve's got to do. Obviously, it's a tough position to play and, you know, very happy for Kosa, for him to get drafted, especially in the first round. You don't see it that often with goalies, so it's a special thing for him. But at the end of the day, it takes time for us to develop. There's not a lot of guys that jump in a year after getting drafted or even 2 years after getting drafted. You know, it's a big jump going from college hockey or junior hockey to the professional game. So, you know, it is what it is, but you know, he seems like a really good guy. He's a big guy. Obviously, I think he's like 6'6".
Yeah.
So I think Steve did a good job of solidifying some depth there.
Final thing, what the hell are you doing up so early, besides talking to us?
This is the time I get up. I got to walk the dog and then go to the gym and then get to the rink.
That's good.
All right.
What's your training regimen like? John needs some tips. You into Pilates? What do you do for your routine there?
Oh, no, you got to do some weightlifting, some sled pushes.
Yeah.
Treadmill runs.
Mm-hmm. Get huge. Move some weight.
Yeah. Move some weight. Pick some weight up. Put it back down. You know, things like that.
All right. Well, Ned, we'll call you Ned. Thanks a lot for getting up early and joining us. Welcome back to Detroit. And we'll talk to you soon, hopefully in person.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Look forward to it.
All right. That's Alex Nedeljkovic. Ned.
Yeah, that's just
joining us here on the Stoney and Jansen program, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!